Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Larry Harlow. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Batting third. The left fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting sixth. The DH, Lee May. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Doug DeCinces. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Rich Dower. Batting ninth. The catcher, Dave Skaggs. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dennis Martinez. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting second. The DH, Jim Norris. Batting third. The right fielder, Paul Dade. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting 7th. The catcher, Ron Hassey. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Paxton. And now, play ball. Larry Harlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harlow hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Manning. Harlow reaches second base with a double. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is hit by the pitch. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly bunts towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Harlow moves to third. Bellinger moves to second. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton takes first base on ball four. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harlow scores. Bellinger scores. Singleton moves to second. It's 2-0, Orioles. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Singleton moves to third. Murray moves to second. Two outs. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is walked intentionally. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. DeCinces scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is called out on strikes. Two outs. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. DeCinces scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave Skaggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skaggs hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Harlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harlow is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Harlow hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bellinger hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is called out on strikes. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. DeCinca scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-0 in the game. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Singleton takes first base on ball 4. Kelly moves to second. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Murray hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a line drive into left field. Kelly picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kelly. Kuiper moves to third. Verizer moves to second. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray fields the ball and throws to Martinez covering. Safe. Kuiper scores. Verizer moves to third. It's 2-1, Orioles. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Manning. The throw from Skaggs and he is safe. Manning steals second. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-1 in the game. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. DeCinca fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Verizer scores. Manning moves to third. It's Orioles, 2, Indians, 2. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0-for-1 in the game. Date hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dower fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Manning scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Indians. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to second. John Flynn now pitching. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Thornton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, DeCinces hits a fly ball into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 0-for-1 in the game. Dower hits a pop-up towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Skaggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skaggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Skaggs hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0-for-1 in the game. Hassey takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. DeCinces misplays the ball. That's an error on DeCinces. Hassey moves to second. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Verizer bunts towards the mound. Flynn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hassey moves to third. Kuiper moves to second. Tippy Martinez now pitching. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Manning strikes out. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Norris takes first base on ball 4. Hassey scores. Kuiper moves to third. Verizer moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Indians. Joe Carrigan now pitching. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade is 0-for-2 in the game. Dade hits a line drive towards short. Bellinger catches it and throws to second to double up Verizer. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Harlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harlow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Harlow hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bellinger hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Kelly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harlow moves to third. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Singleton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harlow scores. Kelly moves to third. It's 4-3, Indians. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton fields it and throws to second for the out. Kelly scores. Two outs. It's Orioles, 4, Indians, 4. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Grubb hits a fly ball into left field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Thornton hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, DeCinces hits a pop-up towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 0 for 2 in the game. Dower hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Skaggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skaggs is 0 for 2 in the game. Skaggs hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Harlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harlow is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Harlow hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Paxton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dower moves to second. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bellinger is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hassey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kuiper bunts towards the mound. Kerrigan fields it and throws to first for the out. Hassey moves to second. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Verizer hits a fly ball into center field. Harlow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Manning hits a fly ball into left field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Kern now pitching. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Singleton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kelly moves to second. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 3 RBIs. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kern fields it and throws to first for the out. Kelly moves to third. Singleton moves to second. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kern fields it and throws to third for the out. Kelly scores. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. It's 5-4, Orioles. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, DeCinces hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. May moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dower hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Smith now playing second base. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0 for 3 in the game. Date strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave Skaggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skaggs is 0 for 3 in the game. Skaggs hits a fly ball into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Harlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harlow is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Harlow hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bellinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Kelly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Don Stanhouse now pitching. Carlos Lopez now playing right field. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Larry Lentz pinch runs for Johnny Grubb. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lentz. The throw from Skaggs and he is safe. Lentz steals second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Thornton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lopez. Thornton reaches second base with a double. Lentz scores. It's Orioles, 5, Indians, 5. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hassey hits a line drive into center field. Harlow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kelly. Kuiper reaches second base with a double. Thornton scores. It's 6-5, Indians. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Verizer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kuiper scores. It's 7-5, Indians. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Manning. The throw from Skaggs and he is out, Bellinger applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Ted Cox now playing left field. Carlos Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez strikes out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 3 RBIs. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Kern covering, for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. May is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Baltimore Orioles, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.